It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Welcome to another episode of Meaningless Activity. So, I don't know why I keep doing these shows that I've fallen out of love with. I mean, the last episode, you know, The Crown's good. This episode, we're talking about Orange is the New Black, which, you know, when it first came out, it was Netflix's most watched original series, critical acclaim, many accolades. The first season garnered 12 Primetime Emmy Award nominations. They won 3 of those, which is huge. So, I mean, even the second season, it had 4 Emmy nominations. And they saw, a win in the Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series category. So, you know, 6 Golden Globe nods, 6 Writers Guild of America Award nods, and a Peabody Award. I mean, this is obviously, it would be checkmarked as successful, right? So, in association with Lionsgate, based off of the Piper Kerman memoir of Orange is the New Black, colon, My Year in a Woman's Prison. So, you know, based off a book, where a woman spends a year in prison, we are now 6 seasons deep here, okay? The show came out in July of 2013, okay? It's 2019. Kind of moved away from the source material at this point. And I thought the first season was so intriguing, right? A woman in her 30s, living in New York, sentenced to 15 months in a minimum security federal prison in upstate New York. That's a case for an excellent program. But, you know, like House of Cards and other shows on Netflix, the more it goes on, for some reason, the less I'm interested, right? And they followed the 13-episode rule at Netflix. But I'm just like, things got kind of out of hand, in my opinion. Season 1 was great. Let's talk about Season 1. So Rotten Tomatoes, 94%, which is amazing. 8.24 out of 10 for the average. Very, very good numbers. Washington Post, quote, "Magnificent and thoroughly engrossing new series, Orange is the New Black, prison is still the pits. But it is also filled with the entire range of human emotion and stories, all of which are brought vividly to life in a world where a stick of gum could ignite either a romance or a death threat." I don't know. I think I'd prefer to read a review from someone who's been to prison than these reviews. But San Francisco Chronicle, quote, not only is great as the first season, this is season two, not only as great as the first season, but arguably better. And I could agree. Second season, I enjoyed more than season one. Just because, you know, we had everybody's backstory. But then, you know, they introduced more characters, and that just kept adding to the whole thing. So season one, we talked about. Season two, 98% again on Rotten Tomatoes. Season three, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, so just as high. Quote, Rotten Tomatoes, thanks to its blend of potent comedy and rich character work, Orange is the New Black remains a bittersweet pleasure in its third season. All right, fourth season, even higher than the third on Rotten Tomatoes, 96%, quote, Orange is the New Black is back and better than ever, with a powerful fourth season full of compelling performances by the ensemble cast. Okay. So, 90s, 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 right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Great. Fifth season, Rotten Tomatoes, 73%. Quote, Orange is the New Black's fifth season offers up more of the sharp, riding, and dizzying tonal juggling acts that fans expect, albeit somewhat less successfully. All right. To me, I thought five was extremely poor. Season six got higher than five, 84% Rotten Tomatoes. Quote, brutality and humor continue to mesh effectively in a season of Orange is the New Black that stands as a marked improvement from its predecessor, even if some arcs are more inspired than others. Okay. Stupid quotes. For me, so Netflix had, you know, successful shows. House of Cards and Arrested Development, right? Orange is the New Black, first week, destroyed them. You know, like it was more watched than any show they've had. So, of course they're going to sign it up for as many seasons as possible. But, you know, when you start to get into, like, selling panties and, like, people leaving and then doing something and coming back, which I'm sure happens, right? But, and then introducing new characters, and then things kind of got off kilter with the whole riot thing. Some characters dying, which also, I guess, would be expected. Where do we go from here? You know? Netflix announced the seventh season would be the series' last. And it's coming out, you know, right here and now, 2019. That's probably for the best. Even though we saw, you know, favorable throughout season five getting the lowest scores. For me, it has been a 10% loss probably every season. Because it just, I don't know what happened. The comedy's fine. There's not, and also the comedy got less and less, right? Because it is prison, so we don't expect a lot of jokes. But the flashbacks became less intriguing. The new characters were uninteresting. And there's just so many, like, dull moments. Kind of like this podcast, where it's just like, okay, get on with it. Okay? If there's something you want me to know about this character, do it. Do it now, please. Okay? Because you're killing me, stretching out these people's backstories. And the acting's great. I think the acting is great throughout, actually. Some of the performances are very genuine. And, you know, I feel for a lot of the characters. And I feel like I have a connection with some of them for some reason, which is odd, I know. But I lost it. And I lost it probably around season 3. And I don't know why. I mean, you know, things happen in all relationships, be it a relationship with a person or a TV show. Something happens. And I just kind of, you know, I feel like the Metacritic reviews are a little bit more realistic than the Rotten Tomatoes, because they were all high 90s, right? Metacritic, but see, the reviews get less and less, the amount of reviews considered for the percentages. And for me, you know, I'm in the 60 percentile at this point, and I started in 90. So number 7, I mean, I'm sure they're going to go out strong. Netflix is good about that, or they try to be. They failed with House of Cards. But I'm hoping for the best, because the show has earned a great big awesome ending. Let's see what happens.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.